Hi everyone. Happy New Year. Nice to see you all. Hi, Sarah. Is anybody new? I don't think so. Just maybe say if you are, but I think some of you have. All of you have been. Ali, are you new? I think may sort of. Welcome. You sort of feel familiar, so maybe I saw you somewhere. Yeah. Right. Well, you know the routine. I actually sat differently today because I thought, oh, maybe we're going to move a bit, but I never know. So, but. Beware, be ready. Who knows? Anyway, but be comfortable to begin with, for sure. And when you're ready, you can close your eyes. And don't do anything. But don't stop anything if the mind is doing its thing and life goes on. So we close our eyes, we come together, and the not doing anything just means we don't micromanage whatever is going on. Everything, it's free. We're free. Our experience is free. Our gathering is a container for our experience, and it's a very, very spacious container. And so you can just let things be. We can let things be. And just, I don't know, tasting your feelings, your tactile experience, enjoying. Whatever you feel like enjoying in this. Display of experience. To begin with. Feeling your breath. Feeling the aspects of our experience that we tend to overlook and sideline during the day because we tend to be very much with our thoughts and very much with perhaps a quality of chronic resistance. Maybe. I mean, it's intense out there, right? So when we gather like this and we pause. Maybe it's a nice thing to just turn back towards the body, towards the breath. Towards the connection with the earth. Just simple, the feeling of your body against your chair. Hello. It's like, oh, hello, breath. You were here all along, weren't you? Letting the breath speak its language. Maybe a deepening of the breath or a sigh or maybe
You're having to taste a breath that is restricted, and maybe that's okay to say hello to that breath. To say to the breath, look, we're in a safe space here, in communion with other beings. And there's a quality of openness, so hello. And letting the weight of your body rest against the support of the earth. Letting gravity do her sacred job. She says, let me hold, let me take care. Give yourself to me. She says that to your hips and your thighs. And to your belly, she says, relax, soften. And to your shoulders, she says, I know, I know. Just be as you are, she says to the shoulders, don't worry. But if you feel like it, you can melt down a bit. And she says to the breath, you can help me if you like. Inhaling, and then with the exhale, you're helping me. You're helping me invite a surrendering. And your face relaxing, maybe. Your eyes, your eyelids, like they're like curtains dropping over your eyeballs, indicating that your eyeballs can just relax into the eye cavities. But in their own time, because your eyes are on high alert, they're on overtime, they're working overtime, your eyeballs, as is your brain. Just to feel your eyeballs, to feel whatever you feel inside your skull. Hey. It's all okay, however it is. It's very alive. And if there's any movement that is rippling through because suddenly we're turning towards the bodily sensations and the felt sense and oh, movement, you were here all along too. Intelligence. Intelligent, tactile intelligence. And so you let the body ripple. Just as it might like to. Maybe especially your spine, your neck, your head, your shoulders. But maybe trying to feel that it's happening because you're in a sort of field of ripples, a beautiful substance that ripples your body, and so it's effortless. And then so and just trusting what happens. It's quite what? Quite alive and wild and organic, the body. We can trust. And then it's, in my case, it's at some point it wants to come back to stillness. Maybe in your case too, at some point. The ripples go quiet. It all goes quiet. And there's the in-breath and the out-breath. And the sound of this voice, and everything that is experienced. But there's also a sense of spaciousness. A sense of presence. As if we were touching deeper into our experience. Just like the ocean, there's the surface with the waves and the currents and the sensitivity of the water with the other elements. And then as we dive into the ocean, deeper and deeper. And we do with our experience, like with the ocean, we touch a quality that is silent. Still. And that is a stepping stone to presence itself, not really an experience yet. Undeniably here. And sometimes we get pulled back up to the surface. of experience, of the ocean of experience, and we're back with the waves of tactility and thinking and feeling and resisting and whatever. And in a way, that also is a stepping stone to presence. Everything, whatever it may be, that is an experience. Is a little springboard into presence. Because it's everything, whatever it may be, that is experience is birthed by presence, surrounded by presence. And made out of presence. So it's all good. It's all okay. And whatever you may be experiencing that isn't okay, or that says, no, it's not okay, let it be. Let it be. Allowing. Giving it space. It's life. It's alive. It says it's not okay because it feels like it's disconnected from the totality. It might be a feeling in the body that seems to be saying, no, I don't like it. I want it to change. A tension, a contraction. And so we allow that tension, that contraction. We welcome it. We say, yes, you are part of the totality. You are part of creation. You are connected to this body, and this body to the earth and to the space all around. And the earth and the space to the universe, and the universe to the mysterious laws of creation. You say that too. The contraction behind your eyes, in your heart, in your jaw, in your shoulders. You are welcome. Not only that, you do not have to relax. You do not have to become something that looks more spiritual. But at the same time, the breath and gravity caressing and calling, and the ripples maybe doing their healing work. I don't know. And just feel your body for a bit. Let's do a little bit of moving with the body, a little bit of exploring with the body, still sitting. Feel your body, your personal body, your hips and your legs and your pelvis and your spine and your arms, your shoulders, your face, your head. Just feel your body. Maybe give it a little shake. Just as you're sitting there, just a little shake. And then maybe a little rotation around the hips of your torso. Just whatever comes as you hear my words, there's no right or wrong. Just let your body move one way and then maybe another way, the circle. And then come back to stillness. Feel where your spine is resting on top of your pelvis. Just see where it wants to align itself, and then feel the contact of your perineum, your sits bones on the contact surface with the earth. And if your legs are, on a chair, just let them hang. If you're sitting cross-legged, feel that your legs are really sinking into the floor, dropping the weight of the legs, dropping the weight of the legs. Yes, you can do it even more. You don't have to hold the weight of the legs, of the thighs, of the hips. You can let the earth do that for you. It's okay. And your sits bones, you don't have to hold anything. Feel the aliveness of your pelvis deeply rooted into the earth, and it's safe. It's okay. Yes, and now let's just collapse the spine, just rounding the spine. Melting the spine. No right, no wrong. Just let the words speak directly to your body. Rounding the back body. And the breath is free. And the shoulders they're letting go. And then a little shake. Just a little shake to say hello. Feel your palms turn down so that they're touching your lap or your knees, and it's alive. The fingers, the touch, the texture, the temperature, yes. And then very slowly, don't do it. Let it happen. Feel the sits, the not the sits bones, the front of the pelvis, the pubic bone, rise slowly like a little flame. And the little flame is rising even more so that the whole torso is unfolding. And your whole torso, the front of your torso is unfolding and feeling the space in front. Your belly, your rib cage, your breasts, the top of your torso, your neck, your face, your arms. Very tactile. Your whole front is opening to the space in front. And again, let's try that again. Just dropping the pelvis, it's not the pelvis, the spine, rounding the spine. Feel that your back body is just melting. And as it melts, it's exploring the space in the back. But it's all very lazy. There's no big effort here. Don't make it a big mission. That would be too much work. Little shake, your head, your shoulders, your lips, your breath. Make sure that gravity is allowed to hold the weight of your legs and of your pelvis, and then very slowly that little flame from your pubic bone, or like a, I don't know, something very sensual, a caress that grows from your pubic bone to your lower abdomen, and then your lower abdomen up your torso, and it's like your whole front is unfolding and licking the space in front. And don't make it an effort. It's just natural. The whole front of your body is saying yes to the space beyond in front. Yes. Yes. There is no border between your front body and the space beyond. Just like that. Now feel your lower arms sliding off your lap and hovering above your lap, just your lower arms. Your upper arms are against your torso. Your elbows are sort of dropping down into your hips. Your hands are very passive, your fingertips dropping down too. Your shoulders are dropping into your elbows. Everything's dropping. Except your spine. Your spine isn't dropping, it's rising. And the top of your head, even though you don't really know where that is, let it hover way up there, as if it could caress the ceiling. And now from your elbows, feel your two elbows are going to be pushing your shoulders up. There's no effort with the shoulders. They're being pushed up towards the ears very slowly. Don't do it, just allow it. Like two clouds, they're going up and up and up and up and up and up. And the breath, it's free. And the legs, they're melting. Happy New Year, everyone. Smiling, letting those two shoulder clouds hover. And even though they're hovering up there, can they relax? Can you offer this slightly awkward posture to the space all around? Yes, and now let those shoulders slide back down. Elbows are pulling them down. Slowly, smooth. Down, down, down. Liquid shoulders. I know there might be a little bit of pain. Let the pain spread out into the spaciousness. Down. Yes, and then just let your forearms drop very slowly back into your lap. And then rounding your spine again. Round, round, round. It's all very slow, very lazy, very sensual, like a dance. A dance of a body, a personal body with the air, with the earth, with the sound of my voice. Down. Maybe this time bring your head down. Let your head drop completely so that you give the back of your neck a little stretch. Dropping the weight of your head, stretching the back of your neck, breathing. And maybe just now bringing your torso forward so you're just leaning forward. See what happens when you do that. Maybe your hands need to support your torso a bit. Just a little bit exploring.
And then slowly reach your head forward and up so you're slowly
lengthening your torso and at the same time allowing your spine to come back to a vertical alignment. Slow. No right, no wrong. Hi. Let the sounds come if they want, and the breath, especially the breath, let it be audible. Sometimes that helps. Hello, body. Make sure you have a bit of space in front of your torso, between your torso and the screen. Feel your fingertips, wherever they may be resting, very sensitive. And then just let your arms be airborne. They're lifted by two invisible cushions of air that are inflating and rising your arms. So there's no effort. Long. Arms that you're resting on the horizontal plane. Make sure that your sits bones and your thighs are dropping. And now your arms, your fingers very alive. Your elbows open and spacious. Welcome the resistance, the discomfort. It's okay. It's not actually dangerous. Let it be. It's actually a relaxation, dropping your shoulders. Yes, and now let your arms come back down slowly. You don't really know where your arms, how long your arms are. Let them be, long. Extending beyond the physical arms, your energy arms. Yes, and now completely let go of your arms, let them relax. And now feel your right fingertips sliding on the cushion or the chair, and then airborne again, just the right arm rising up. Long, weightless. Weightless arm, this time let it rise all the way up to where it's comfortable enough. Don't create a solid arm. Let the arm touch the ceiling at an angle. Dropping the right shoulder, opening the right armpit, letting the right arm rest in the right arm. Letting the left arm rest on the earth. Long inhale, long exhale, just welcoming the whole body. And then slowly let that right arm long glide down. No rush. Long energy arm. Don't let the discomfort discourage you. Yes, and at some point, you just give your right arm to gravity. Let her have it. Let gravity eat your right arm. Let it go completely. Aye. Exhaling, feel the difference perhaps between the right and the left arm. And now it's the left fingertip sliding along the floor, along the cushion, and then your left arm is floating up, falling up, no effort, no weight, all the way up. Caressing the walls, caressing the ceiling with your fingertips, pushing the ceiling. Don't go too far. Make sure your sits bones are relaxing, your left armpit is shining a light into the space in front. Your left palm is sending its energy into the space. Your right shoulder is dropping. The back of your neck is licking the space behind. It's all very sensual. And anything unpleasant is really welcome. Let it spread, let it scream, let it be, let it express itself. Long, smooth inhale and exhale. Yes, and slowly we relax that left arm. Don't go too fast. You're drawing a line in the space in front. And you're emptying some tension from your left shoulder. Is what you're doing, and now you're feeding your left arm to gravity. Give it over. Surrender your left arm completely. Yes, and again, rounding the spine. Feeling an invisible hand just, what is it doing? Whatever it needs to do, the invisible hands, they're just massaging your back, resting on your shoulders, caressing your scalp. And again, the little flame at the pubic bone rising up, and the torso very slowly coming back to the vertical. Don't do it. Let it happen. The words are quite mechanical, the words we have for the body that describe these movements, but the feeling should not be mechanical. The feeling is wild, organic, textured. Feel your whole torso and like a ghost rising out of its tomb, of its in the cemetery. Just feel your torso like a ghost, and then turning this ghost is turning towards the left side very slowly. Torso turning towards the left. And maybe you place your hands one on top of the other on your left thigh so that you can drop your shoulders. And you welcome the whole posture, let it be. Empty it of any density. You're a ghost. You've lost your physicality. Long inhale, long exhale. You're very connected to the air, to the earth. Even though you're a ghost, I don't know what ghosts, how ghosts are connected to the air and the earth. And now the ghost that you are is turning towards the right side, torso, ghost, torso, smooth. This is a very slow ghost. Absolutely no anticipation, nowhere to go, even though I've ordered a turn towards the right, but it's really just a journey in the now. And then you rest your hand one on top of the other and empty the posture of any density. Or rather, let it empty itself. Feel the space that extends all around. The silence. That's what eats the density. Yes. And then the torso, the ghost torso comes back to the center, slow. And your arms are dropping. And feel your whole body. Hello. And just gently, we do some neck rolls, very, very slow. Circles with your neck and your head. Make them quite small, but very smooth. And really don't make them, just allow them. More than circles, they're just a ripple sensation appearing in you. You're the space, and they. The sensation is unfolding in you. You're this openness, tasting rather than doing. You're not located inside the head or the neck. You're allowing the head, neck sensation to be located in you. Just try it. It's not about succeeding. And now the other way. I don't live in the head, in the neck. This rippling sensation lives in me. And I am this borderlessness. Yes, and then let the head go where it goes when it comes home. Where does it go? Let it go by itself. Feeling your whole body, your whole glorious body, inviting it to remember a little bit its energy nature, how it's, yes, it is physical, and it's, we've got bones and muscles and things. Organs and eyes and teeth and nails and tissue and blood and parts and all that kind of thing. I guess we have them, right? On some level we have them, but when we explore like this, we're trying to remember the body to its more energetic, ethereal, sensual nature. Feel your breath, the coming and the going of the breath. The in-breath, the pause, the out-breath, the pause. Your own rhythm. As if discovering the breath for the first time, really tasting your own unique breath. The touch of the air in the nostrils. Feeling the sensation of your lower abdomen with the in-breath. What is it like? Just feeling, no judging. Is it free? Is there space or not? The in-breath, the pause, the out-breath. And we're going to do a three-part breath. We're going to breathe into the lower abdomen, pause, middle torso, pause, upper chest, pause with the in-breath, and then a long, smooth, even exhale from the top of the torso down to the root of the pelvis. So I'll guide a rhythm, but find your own rhythm if it doesn't match mine. Here we go. We go in, in, in. Long, smooth exhale. Breathe in, breathe in, breathe in. Long, smooth inhale. Keep doing it in your own rhythm. Breathing into lower, middle, upper, and then a smooth, even exhale. And explore. Yes, after the next out breath, let the breath be natural. And now we're going to elongate the breath, but without doing a three-part breath, just a long inhale from the root of the pelvis up to the top of the head, and then a long out breath, smooth, even. As if there was a tube right at the center of the torso, a sort of channel. And then you light that channel up with your tactile sense, and the breath just moves up through the channel with the in-breath. A pause, and then you light the channel with your tactile sense, and the breath flows down through the top of the head, all the way to the pelvis in your own rhythm. Long inhale, long exhale. It's a prayer. No reason to do this. Make it beautiful rather than mechanical. And the pause at the top, at the bottom. If you know Ujjayi breath, you can apply Ujjayi, the filter at the back of the throat that creates a beautiful sound. Don't worry if you don't know it. The pause at the top, you let the breath spread out into the space all around. The pause at the bottom, discovering what it is or what it isn't. Wild body, don't let it be mechanical, smooth, even, or not smooth and even, maybe. It's okay. Yes, and after the next out breath, let it go. See if you can empty the breathing of the separate breather, feeling the breath free of a breather. Just gently, like you, instead of pulling the in-breath in, just let the in-breath rise up like a gift out of nowhere. And with the exhale, just feel no need to push the breath out or to hold it back. Just breathing, nobody breathing. Unlocated breathing. Why not? Just like the waves are moved by the moon, feel your breath is moved by an invisible planet breath, cosmic planet breath. The in-breath rising out of the emptiness, the openness, the out-breath taking itself back to that very same openness. In the end, we can stay with the openness, or with this, we could call it presence, openness, emptiness. We let the waves of the breath come and go. In our own presence. Don't do anything. If you want, you can lose yourself in this openness. You can give yourself entirely to it in meditation, and where we're together, there's no danger. Just letting yourself go, reuniting with this openness. And when you're pulled back into the surface of experience, then it seems to be noisy. Don't worry, it's still surrounded and caressed by this vast quality, this cosmic quality. But we do have to somehow come to gatherings like this, or when we're on our own, or other gatherings. We somehow have to slow down to reconnect with something like. It does help, is what I'm trying to say, to come together like this and take it slower. And more, I think we really have to make turn away from for moments at a time, turn away from the quality of our modern, postmodern world, which really is mad on some level. I guess mad is also part of creation, but still we can slow down, lean against a tree, listen to the breath, come together, pray, still our bodies until the ripples move our body, but it's not a movement that's a doing in the same way that we move our bodies out there. We can rediscover different ways of moving, of breathing, of being. But we do need to help each other, and this helps a lot. So thank you so much for coming to join me and why don't we take a little break? Let's take 5 minutes and come back in 5 minutes. See you soon.